Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M's ruined it for breakfast.
Overnight news.
Now, this is one of their segments.
Yeah. Well, why are we doing it?
Well, because management want us to continue on with some of their segments.
Pretty flat sort of
segment. We'd prefer to do our own stuff. But anyway, there's plenty of news been happening the last 48 hours. What do you got?
Well, there's been COVID protests again over the weekend. Mm-hmm. There was one in Melbourne, but there was one here in Adelaide as well. Mm-hmm. And we've just got a little grab from that.
We know that it's a virus. We understand it. Is it a deadly virus? No, it's been proven beyond reasonable doubt. It is not a deadly virus. Yes, people die.
Well, is what the hell is that? What was the conclusion there? What do we take out of that?
Yes, well, people die.
It's a deadly virus. And then it's not a deadly virus. Yes. And then, oh no, she confused me a bit.
She said, I was confused. Thunberg.
She didn't get arrested, did she?
No, hopefully.
I don't think so, Jars. Anyway. Are you next?
No, you're next.
Am I up? Yeah. Wake up, guys.
What about...
Literally.
I tell you, because it's springtime, guess who's come out of to play? Hey? And they're becoming a deadly missile. Now, I know a couple of mates that love to go cycling on their bikes. Even Maz from time to time bangs on her helmet.
What, are they throwing the taxi out again?
No, they're not. No. These guys are dangerous.
It's a rooster.
It's meant to be a bloody magpie. Where's the magpie
it's
bird?
Rooster.
It's not a rooster. The rooster. Who stuffed that one up? That's Sammy.
Sammy stitched us up.
What is a magpie? What noise is that?
It says 12 birds.
Honestly, it's the magpie swooping in hot spots around Adelaide. Yes, be careful.
I got swoops the other day riding into work.
Yeah.
Yep, up the.
Scary?
The bikeway up along the tram line there, and I could hear its wings behind me, and it was going.
Mate,
I was actually considering
they?
Of getting those little plastic things you attach to your helmet that stick up.
Don't do that.
Yeah, those zip ties.
The zip ties.
You're not getting a zip tie.
You look like a tool.
You look like Bozo the Clown.
I might look like Louis a tool, but I won't get swooped.
I saw a photo the other day, Bern. Someone had a camera on the back of their helmet and the magpie was about 2 inches away and he had this really angry look. His beak, little sharp beak in for
They look angry.
So what I'm saying is just be careful because they're in this is their breeding period.
You've confused me. I don't know if there's a chook.
No, it's the magpies, and they're like missiles, so they're coming for you. So be careful on your bike, all right? And people are being hurt.
And golf courses.
Being getting injured.
And
I want an apology for that too. Roosters aren't doing
it. Can you make a magpie noise, please?
Yeah, because we've got a few around our little area, and they go...
That's a kookaburra. Hey, last night, Ollie Wines became the first ever power player to win the Brownlow medal with a record equaling 36 votes. Unbelievable effort. Had a great season. And Marcus Bontempelli was second on 33 votes. That was also a record for the highest votes without winning it as well. Clayton Oliver third. So,
First ever Port Adelaide player ever to win a Brownlow medalist.
And that can never be taken away from
him. So now the Crows have got it. Obviously, Rupert winning his Brownlow. Now Port Adelaide got a Brownlow medalist. And congratulations. I think he polled 16 out of the 20 whatever two games.
Unreal. Very consistent.
Had a very good year and very humble young man too.
Yep, spoke beautifully, didn't
he? Here he is getting the medal.
Oh, okay.
Port Adelaide, O. Wines, 2 votes. Port Adelaide, T. Boak, 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2021 Brownlow Medal is Ollie Wines of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
We're going to dissect that a little bit later because we're not happy. We're going to make it a little bit better that night. We've got a few ideas.
Do you think it needs to change?
It does. Okay. Yes, it does.
From a midfielder's medal to...
Well, we're going to go into it later.
I don't want to talk about it.
Early.
We're still in the ruined dick overnight news, aren't we?
Yeah. We're halfway through the page.
What about this one to finish off? A fast food customer in Santa Cruz has been left in shock after she took one bite of her burger only to find the rotten remains of a human body part. In the burger.
Human remains?
What was it? It was a finger.
It was a finger.
She's taken photos and... How does a finger...
That is disgusting.
I mean, we've all heard a few dodgy stories about fast food outlets and what's contained
in
that.
Some maggots in your food.
But a finger? And it's quite... I mean, there's a photo here.
Are the police involved?
I don't know whether the police...
Is she suing the burger establishment?
No, the police wouldn't have done it, Jazz.
I don't know, but anyway, it was wasn't a very pleasant experience for the young lady over there in Santa Cruz, Jazz.
1-3-5-3, get on the phone. No, these are not phones. Some stories like that.
You do hear about if you complain about something and then the people making the burgers.
The finger's going to be
just stick a finger in there. Well,
you know, spitting in your burger.
Anyway, speaking of records, did we break a record there for the longest news segment ever? We're up there with Ollie Warnes and the Bot.
I think so.
Greg, you said something about a young lady found a finger in a burger.
Yes, in Santa Cruz.
Right.
She bit into her burger she
found
a rotten finger in there.
1-3-3-5-3. We've got Daz from Ridgehaven on the phone. G'day, Daz.
How you going?
Good, brother. Did something happen to you?
Yep. Me and my girlfriend, we come from the pictures and we'd gone to this shop, I won't say where, and we got a quarter of chicken and chips each and... We found a giant cockroach in the seasoning.
Oh, damn. Did you go back and take it back to the owners?
Yeah, we took it back, but there was a lot of people in there, so I didn't want to embarrass them, but yeah.
So when you say in the seasoning, you mean like inside the chicken, that?
Yeah, inside the seasoning.
How far through did you get before you saw it?
Yeah. Well, I got to the seasoning, so that's it all, doesn't it?
Did you finish the chips, though?
I'll leave that with you.
Thanks,
Daz. Prize for
Daz,
please, G.
I wonder how many he'd eaten.
You got a prize for Daz, please, G?
Yeah, let's send Daz along to the New Shoots Pitches. Music Festival. It's actually on Kangaroo Island, Blue, so you might be able to give Daz a few tips.
Oh, yeah, that retreat you went to.
How good's this?
Getting your Botox done.
New Shoots Music Festival growing out of Kangaroo Island. It's November 20, headlined by Spiderbait, Killing Heidi, and heaps more. So, Daz from Ridgehaven, you're heading along to New Shoots.
Well done.
The Rush Hour boys, Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And Blue, you've just come back from a break yourself. Good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I had a couple of weeks off. So the first week I had down on KI, which was beautiful. We got looked after very well.
Anyway, then, we've got something
what else we got?
Okay.
Tell us about it then.
No,
how'd you go?
That's it.
Because you didn't pay for a thing. We got told.
You posted about everything.
You milked the poor businesses to the inch of their life financially.
Did I just?
You clogged my
feed. A lot of photo shoots. Are you an influencer?
Did you see me pulling in those fish?
No.
Nanagai?
Yeah.
Double header?
Yeah.
No.
Ah, yes.
I saw you. They had capitulation no on a quad bike.
Yeah, you
got scared. You went to jump off and leave
your
Rory
Botox
on there.
Started to leak from
Rory,
your eye.
Oh, is that right?
Going a bit fast, Rory. You drive.
No, well, the guy I was with said, I knew you were a professional cricketer, but I didn't know you were a professional quad biker as well.
You would have told him you were a professional cricketer. Don't worry about that. But the thing is,
We missed you.
We did miss you. We got around you. We included you in the show still. A bit like what G's doing with Ruined Dits. When they're not here,
absolutely,
we get around you. And, well, we put a little montage together.
We just, just to how much we really missed you. Have a listen, buddy.
A sad couple of weeks with one key member of the Rush Hour team missing, the Australian cricket legend that is Greg Blewett. But where has he gone?
The old Gregory Stephen cricket lips has done a runner, hasn't he?
It's about time we got rid of him.
He's done a runner. Yeah. He's gone.
Is this permanent?
He's gone to a health farm. And it's 2 weeks.
Oh.
There is an operation involved.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's surgery.
Was this true or not? We reached out to someone we trusted, Port Adelaide legend Tom Rockcliffe.
I heard he went to have that hose up the rear end again. And
stop it.
I think something went wrong.
I lost the hose.
I think it's splitting.
They turned the water up too high.
But Bluey, even through all the operation allegations, was still there for the team, even offering ideas for the show.
Well, I've just got a text message come through, actually. It's from Bluey. This is his suggestion for grand final day.
Triple M management were worried about him, though, with our fearless leader, Matt O'Reilly, going to Kangaroo Island to be there for him.
So what would they be doing over there, Jack?
Well, I reckon, because I did hear Matty say that he's joined one of those pottery classes with his wife.
No.
But I reckon we're going to get a bit of this stuff.
Oh, even Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who would be in front?
Oh, Blue.
Who's behind?
Blue, it looks like Demi Moore.
So he's in front.
And Matty's starting to look like Patrick Swayze.
There's just clay.
So Matty's got his shirt off and he's got his jeans on. And Blewett's
chest on
Blewett's back. Blewett's in his 90s.
We soon started missing him so much that we started to remember the little things.
Have you seen his puny little hands?
Yeah, very Blewett's smooth. Very smooth hands.
All the makeup he puts on.
How's he pulled up from his operation anyway? What's happened there?
What I did see fall out of his pocket was that lip gloss he uses.
It wouldn't be his wallet because he doesn't have one.
Bluey, if you're listening, please come back, mate. The boys just aren't the same without you.
Don't come back, mate.
Get back and work
don't
out
stay
how to drive
a don't get on the ferry, G. Blewett. Honestly.
That is just
2 weeks you've done nothing all year. You've brought nothing to the show. We don't, mate. We're fine.
Try and be. Make out you're a country boy a bit more, mate.
Do something.
Get on the quad bike.
Yeah.
Actually start it yourself, not Rory.
Yeah, stop getting your lavender all splashed over your face. And, yeah, pretending you like koalas. You hate koalas.
We love you, Greg. Hopefully, we'll see you soon. Oh, don't listen to Fox Footy's David King.
Mate, it's a much better show without Bluey.
You're not the first person to say that.
I tell you what, look, you know how'd that get there?
That sounded a little bit different to what I thought it would sound like. I thought we got around you a little bit more.
You know what I noticed then? Just what? You blokes just laughing at your own gag. The whole way through that, just cracking yourselves up. At your own gas.
What was with the koala thing? I don't know. You're not a fan, Bluey.
No one hates koalas.
We love koalas.
We did.
Welcome back, mate. We did miss
thanks,
you.
Yeah,
we did miss
I'm
you.
I'm surprised. Actually, Kingy. Just Kingy. In there.
Little drive by.
Everyone that David came on King. The show whacked him. Yeah. Whacked you. And we didn't play them all. But some of it, we couldn't play.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, anyway, right. Welcome back, buddy.
When are you on holidays?
I beg your pardon?
When are you having another week off?
I don't take holidays.
Good luck.
Because the general needs to be here every day.
Port Adelaide, O Wines, 2 votes. Port Adelaide, T Boat, 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2021 Brownlow Medal is Ollie Wines of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Yeah, congratulations to Ollie Wines last night.
Yep.
As we said off the top, the first ever power player, a record equaling 36 votes that had everything. And here was him after saying how good a count it was.
Yeah, it was a great count. Obviously, Bont, tremendous player. And Clayton, as you saw in the sort of the openings, he's a little bit younger than me, but we played a bit of junior footy together. I played with his brother Mitch and... we came from the same town, so I'm sure the people back in the Echuca tonight are up and about. Despite only a few being allowed into a pub, they'll be cheering tonight.
Thought he spoke really well, boys.
Very humble.
You saw it, and he was thanking his teammates. And well, in saying that, he did. We'll play it.
I think more than anything, this is a football club award. It doesn't take an individual; it takes a team, a football club, not just a football department, the admin staff, everyone to get someone to this point. And our year obviously didn't finish as we wanted to, but I think we had another really good year. We made the preliminary final, we finished second, so there's a bit to take out of it, but obviously we're not satisfied yet.
36 votes, Trav Boak 25, and Carl Amon 11, top three for Port Adelaide.
Yep. Drops off a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, then drops off, but extraordinary. And so he polled 16 out of the 22 games, Ollie.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think that's a record.
He'll smash Port's BNF, he'll win that.
A lot of records broken last night. Marcus Bontempelli was the highest ever vote getter without winning it as well on 33 votes. So records were just toppled last night when we were watching, but that's great recognition. You can't take that away from him now.
Not at all.
First ever Brownlow medalist for an AFL club.
And for Port Adelaide.
For Port Adelaide. Mm. And that's pretty big. Can't be taken away.
The Bulldogs finish to the season cost him, didn't he, Bontempelli? The last two or three games.
And he didn't play that well either, and it came down to that last round. I think the Bont had 15 disposals, kicked a goal, and Ollie had, I think, high 20s and kicked a goal and managed to get 2 votes, and he's already leading by one. So
I don't think the Bont will lose too much sleep regarding last night because he's playing.
Yep. Ollie Wines
in an AFL
that.
Grand Final, and Ollie would absolutely
you'd trade that. Yep. But Yeah, it got me thinking about the Brownlow though, and there's a lot of been a lot of chatter.
I know
around
where you're going to go.
All the midfielders are getting all the votes.
Yes, they did. Yes,
and it's becoming. I know we speak about it every year, and people probably get sick of it, but it's a midfielders award, and you go through the All Australian team. They had the votes for All Australian players, and look, Jake Lever. We're speaking about this. Jake Lever and Stephen May from the Melbourne Footy Club, huge influences on games, intercept marking ability, even Alir Alir from Port Adelaide, huge effect on games, and they just, I think Jake Lever got one vote, two votes, and Stephen May got one vote for the whole year. And I think it's time. The umpires are doing, this is my spin, and I'll let you guys speak in a sec, but my thought is the umpires have got enough on their plate. How can they be concentrating on who's the best player? They throw the ball up. They're right around the footy. Of course, they're going to see the players that are around the footy at the stoppage, all the midfielders. Mm-hmm. Even Ruckman don't poll too well either for the amount of or the effect they have on games. I just feel like it needs to be an independent maybe panel watching the game.
An independent panel an independent pass player. So say you're a pass player for the Adelaide Crows and Melbourne. You go and watch Port Adelaide play Geelong.
Yep.
So you go and give out the 3-2-1 votes.
Yep. I think the system needs to change because there were games where
the midfielders are still going to get the votes, aren't they?
Yes and no, but it's going to be more about effect on games.
Yeah,
if
influence
you're watching
on games.
Influence rather than
stats.
The umpires, and they talk about it, they go, oh, no, we don't look at the stats. They see the stats.
Yeah, they do.
That's been proven. Mm. They see the stats, and they don't want to make a big blue when it comes to Brownlow night and miss out on giving someone that's had 40 disposals a vote. And they go, well, of course they're going to. I would probably do that too. You know what? Let's just give it to McRae, who's had 40 touches. You know, and
you can't give out three awards, can you? Because if you go, you know, you got the 3-2-1 voting system and you get the envelope at the end of the game. Do you have three votes for the mid, three votes for the key forward, or three votes for the key defender? Instead of the 3-2-1, and then you have three awards. I'm just throwing it out there.
But if you have an independent panel, sorry, Judge. So does that panel vote on every game for the round?
No,
because you can't.
No. I know what you're saying, but all the umpires are different umpires in each game as well, so they're going to have different perspective the way it is now. But I think it's a certain panel for each game, or it doesn't have to be a panel. Maybe it's one person that is just looking at influence, because I looked at Taylor Walker's first few rounds, and there's a game against Sydney, I think it was round two. He got one vote. He kicked 6 goals, 3, had 15 disposals, was the highest ranked player on the ground by a fair way.
He should have got three votes.
Should have got three votes. Yeah. Yes, Sydney did win, but the influence he had, what does a forward have to do, Jars, in a losing team?
Yeah.
What does he have to do? Kick 10.
Well,
because Kennedy got the three votes, he had 27 touches, no goals. Mm. Tom Hickey got two votes, he had 9 disposals, Jars, and kicked 2 goals. So how's Tom Hickey, how's that influence on the game?
But
I know now we're looking at stats and we've just sort of said we don't want to just look at stats, but 6 goals, 3, 15 disposals, Tex, and he gets one vote, and Hickey, 2 goals. Yeah. I just think we need to, and we keep mentioning it every year, I think it seriously needs to be looked at.
You mentioned Stephen May, one vote. The other one, Jars, Charlie Cameron, had a fantastic year, 47 goals, small forward, tackles, does everything. One vote.
One vote for Charlie Cameron. Now, that's a great example. He has huge influence on the wins that Brisbane have. Mm. Same with Toby Green as well. He didn't get too many votes. I thought with his influence, he kicks multiple goals too, and he didn't get too many votes either. Mm. So I just think we need to have a look at it, and it's become time now. I know we speak about it every year, but we need to do something now, Jazz.
Just been talking to Brownlow, and on the Automasters text line 0488 51047, a couple of texts through here, guys. Is it the best and fairest, or is it the most influential? From Roberto from Largs.
It's not bad, Roberto.
That's a good question. Mm. I think it's most influential.
But this in the best and fairest award, isn't
it? No, but the fairest.
For the best and fairest player, and Ollie Wines is.
The fairest
best and fairest.
Gets looked after if they're ineligible.
It's a good debate, though, isn't it?
Mm. Influence is on games is best, isn't it?
No.
Another text. What's the criteria?
Yeah. Well, that's a
great
discussion.
What is it? Is it 35? Is it all on disposals or efficiency? Is it about how many goals you kick? How many?
Argument influence on the game, influence on the contest. Yeah. Mm. So, and that's why we don't see three votes a lot in losing teams. But
who's that text from, G?
Doesn't say. Yeah,
very good one too.
And just one more from Phil here. He says, need to talk about Sam Walsh, lads.
Oh, yeah.
What a season.
Jeez, he polled well.
Didn't he?
For a side that didn't win too many games. He was getting, as we said, 2 and 3 votes in losing games. Yep. So his influence was huge. Had a really
How
good
impressive pick. Is he, though?
Another record as well that we didn't mention. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of records, first time ever 3 players over 30 votes.
Yep.
Which is huge. Mm. Imagine getting over 30 votes and not winning it. Yeah, geez, that was a waste.
Just did that happen?
Brownlow?
How many McGarry votes did you get when you won? Would have been low count.
I 15, honestly 16? Can't remember. Oh. I honestly can't remember. I think about 28.
What do you mean? Yeah, you've got it tattooed on your ankle.
On his face.
Thanks for your text. 0488 51047 to get involved in the show this morning.
You got a story?
Yeah, well, Scott Morrison's nephew is in hot water. Oh. You saw this on the...
Current Affair. Yes, yep. I did.
Mitchell Cole is his name, and he's awaiting sentencing on pocketing thousands of dollars from victims. Now, what he does, apparently, is just drop his, ScoMo's name just to get a job
really?
Over the line,
gets a deal done, does he?
And then what does he do? He walks away from the...
Well, he doesn't finish the jobs, I think. I wasn't really watching too close. I was expecting Andrew Jarman's name to pop up in the...
Well, that's what
when you drop names everywhere.
When I saw name dropping on the board, I thought,
drop names.
What's he done? But you don't drop names. You drop your own name.
No.
Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
Everyone goes, who?
You want me to post about this and
this
Bunnings?
Knucklehead, he goes around telling everyone that Uncle Scotty's my uncle.
Uncle Scotty's my uncle,
Uncle Scotty Morrison's my uncle.
Well, it's got a text message here. It'll be fine and finished before. I will just ask the PM to pass it. Ha ha. That was one
and
of
that's
his
what
messages.
He said. He quoted it.
Yeah, so he's.
But he's facing jail time.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
It's very serious.
You can't do that. You've got to stop doing that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah. Well,
especially
look in the
if
mirror.
He's the Prime Minister of a country. You can't go around telling everyone he's my uncle.
Well, not if
you do it a lot.
You drop names.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Excuse me.
You do.
Who?
Bunnings?
Matt Damon's a good mate of mine.
What about the montage you got? Oh, Gary McIntosh, Michael Ace, Tex Walker, Bernie Vince, Greg Blewett, Shane Warne,
Sean Reid, McGrath, Big Sean Reid,
Big Shawnee Red,
Shane Warne, Big
Stephen Rowe,
Matt Damon, Stephen Rowe, me and Rowe, yeah.
What about, we've got something here, Shane Warne, who I played with. Sure. Just listen to Warney dropping a few names.
Elizabeth was really good friends with Hugh Grant. How I Met Chris Martin. Coldplay story, have I told you that one? I've got a few legend packer stories. I mean, there's a lot of reasons I don't like Steve Waugh. Brian Lara batted unreal. The coach, Jeff Marsh, brought out this little tin of spaghetti.
There you go.
Warnies.
A few big names
you
there.
You do it as well, I'll say. You don't realise you do it, Gregory, but you do it.
They're slightly bigger names than the ones you drop.
Oh, hang on.
They're international names.
International.
I had a beer with Dennis Lilly.
Oh.
I haven't stopped. I'm starting to go down that path now. What about you?
Well, I did use Ricky Ponting's name.
Honestly.
Because you're both hairy.
No, you've got hairy arms.
Yeah. Hairy forearms.
No, just to get, I've told that, I won't go into it, the Monaco Grand Prix story.
No.
Remember I told that? Yeah, that was the first one. Bill
Mark
Webber,
and
it went for 20. It went for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Your mate,
but
Mark
I dropped Ricky Ponting's name just to get some tickets off.
Yeah, we've only got a 2
the Queen. And the Queen. You met the Queen.
Yeah, met the Queen.
Yeah, so there you go.
You're dropping names
starting
already.
To drop.
No, well, you're encouraging me.
No, I'm not.
Stop it.
Well, before I got drafted, this is before I knew Roo and Brent Riley and that. I used to be mates with Brent Riley's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Roo had the Alma. It was a Crow's Pub. And the big lineups, Wednesday night and Saturday night.
Didn't you have a key ring?
Straight up. I remember key ring with a number on it.
And you're 14.
You had one as well.
No, I might.
You must have to know about it.
My key ring was too big.
You're just clunking along, sound like an old
Hotel.
Jersey cow. Ding, ding,
so
ding, ding.
You were lining up at the age of 14 to get in a nightclub.
Imagine me at 14. I look 9. Nah, but we go straight to the front. Oh, I'm Brent Riley's cousin. Even when I wasn't with his cousin, they still think, when I got drafted, they thought I was going there because I told you I was Brent Riley's cousin. We'd get drink cards and everything. Sometimes I actually started going there with Radar and I was thinking, beautiful.
And you always say you're Darren Jarman's brother?
Who says
that? You do.
Oh, no, don't go down that path. No, don't go down. No. Blue. Jeez, Blue.
Oh, look at him.
Look at him. He's had a bad weekend.
Nostrils are flipped.
He's had a bad weekend. Look at him looking at the board. No, we've still got an hour to go.
We're running late, G. for the
news. Yeah, because you lot talk too much.
Let's get Darren on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. And with another big weekend come and gone, it's time for...
Something caught my eye.
What caught my eye?
On the way in this morning, $1.75.
What?
For fuel. Unleaded fuel. A litre. $1.75. I nearly drove off that's the road. That's up there. BP down at Henley Beach.
Well, you just fill up on another day, Jars.
Nah, well, that's just ridiculous.
Are you empty?
What? Were I'm not on? Empty, no. But that... Honestly...
Why has it shot up?
Well, that's a damn good question.
I want to know why it shoots up and down so.
Where's the bloody ACCC when you need them? You've got to hold these people accountable, honestly. $1.75.
Yeah, that's getting up there.
You know, and, it's, and also the other one I've got just quickly, the pre-AFL grand final buy needs to go. Needs to go.
What it's been a long 2 weeks.
Honestly, you lose momentum.
Yep.
You know, you want it busy, you want it frantic, you want it, but no.
They had to do that.
They had to get it in.
No, they don't have to get it in.
The grand final was locked in.
It doesn't matter, but you don't have to have a buy, even in the pre, you know,
final. No, they have to.
The grand final date was locked in, 25th of September.
Yeah, but you don't have to have a buy in your final series or after round 22 leading in the finals. Get rid of the buy completely.
Yeah, I'm with you, but it was locked in for this year.
But that was with the Players Association.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what caught my eye.
Hey, just quickly too, Billy Brownless. No more Channel 9. That caught my eye on
the
weekend. After 27 years on Channel 9.
He didn't get nudged, did he?
No, he said he didn't get sacked. Yeah. He walked. Mm. So Big Billy said he's just going to enjoy his Sundays, have a bit of a lie-in instead of doing
the Miles will just shut that completely down once Billy's gone.
Well, that's the end of that show.
The rest of them is shot.
Nah, he's very good. Now, we need to address the elephant in the room, boys. On the weekend, I've had a lot of texts saying what happened at Willesden Oval, 2:20 on Saturday afternoon. It got off to an absolute flyer, Jars.
Yes.
I checked the score because Tony from Cheeky Greek, he was at the game. So I was driving over to watch CMS, had the rub first, so missed a bit of that game. But on the way over, was calling regular updates, and what a flyer.
There's never been a flyer like it.
And 9-2, or you got out to 9-3. Mm. To zero. Zilch.
No score.
57 points up, Jars.
Yeah.
So it I'm was. Thinking Correct. To myself, my God, what is this? This team is on some sort of roller coaster that I've never seen. You made the finals on percentage.
Correct.
Top four.
Correct.
You had to win last round and win well to make it.
Mm. You rang me
to
give me that score. I was playing golf, but I dropped my phone. But I actually said to you, I said, what has Jars done to that team? Because I just thought that was just, you were just going to waltz away with it.
But actually, in fairness, when I had that conversation, all you wanted to talk about was your golf and you missed a putt. I should have seen it on the third.
No,
I missed
I
one to the right. Oh, and then I had this bunker
shot. Did you have a terrible round?
My Jars is up on 57 points. Listen.
Don't
get around
mayo
him.
On. We were talking about Jars and his footy. But so what happened?
It was
No one.
You can't lose
I said to you, you don't lose
no,
from me.
No, you don't.
No.
Nah.
And no, then, you don't. And
then
don't,
it just got a bit closer, a bit closer.
Full credit to those South Gawler players who their last quarter was as good as I've ever seen. And my boys just, we just lost our way a bit. And
what did you do, Jars? Like, did you change anything?
Yeah, you do. You try all sorts of things, mate. We did. We tried a couple of little things, but they just wanted it. You know, they
mistakes.
Wanted a lot more. Yeah, a lot of it. Yeah. We'll see perceived pressure. And then as you know, Byrne and Gregory, when you get your opportunity in finals, you got to make them count. So they're just fundamentals. If you're not doing them well, but their pressure was elite, South Gawler. So take nothing away from them. My lads were gutted and shattered, and the clubs, but look, they're great questions. And I haven't watched the game, and I've got to
don't
sit down.
Give
and,
me that spill.
What?
Oh, I don't want to comment. Don't do a Kenny
Hinkley
on us.
No, I'm commenting. We didn't cope with the pressure in that last quarter. It's simple as that. We struggled.
Didn't do the simple things well.
Didn't, and still, with 2 minutes to go, we kicked two quick goals.
So they got
still
out to 17 points up too after that. And
yeah, we did.
Actually kicked the last couple.
We had our moments, and you got to take those moments. You got to take them in those grand finals.
The question,
but anyway.
The question in my head.
Your head.
Is.
Yeah.
The plan B? Did you have a plan B? Did you? Because you were all out attack early.
There's no plan B. What a load of rubbish that is. You got to do plan A a lot better. That's all.
Oh, well, let's have a keep listen to you. This is Saturday morning before the game. Oh, hang on. This is before the game.
Yes.
Play it, G.
Says Port Adelaide got a plan B.
Well, I don't think they have a clear enough picture on what they're trying to do. Oh, obviously, it didn't work on the weekend.
No, but do Port Adelaide have a plan
I'm
B?
I'm sure they've got something in their book.
But does Port have a plan B? At your time at the club,
there's certainly elements of a plan B. Yes,
but
they know. But it's
hang on. I'm getting mixed messages here, Blue. No, there's no plan B. Oh, well, why do Port Adelaide need a plan B then, Jars?
Imagine if Jars was commenting on an AFL team that was up 56 points to zero and they 57. Lost the game. How scathing would he be on that coach?
No. Nah, he would be coming for... He would do it. Heads to roll.
Hey, once I watch the game... I'm coming.
have you been in negotiations about next year? Are you sort of finishing up as well?
I'm very proud of everyone at our footy club, and it was a great day too. It was a great crowd. It was a great day of
capacity
football.
Too. Full house.
Fantastic.
Good. Thousands
so,
there.
Anyway, but
we're gutted for you, mate. Because
I was flat.
Very flat.
We've got something
that
to build on for next year. But congratulations, everyone at South Gawler. Well done.
CMS.
Terrific.
CMS 1 point.
Mossy.
What a game this was. So I did the rub till 1:30 and I got there at just before three-quarter time. So that three-quarter time huddle was just breaking up. And I get there and they're 15 points down, kicking into the Breeze late. Like I don't think it was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Breeze had dropped out a little bit probably late. But anyway, it's 15 points, about 8 or 9 minutes to go. And there was just, it was pretty low scoring. We got away, and I was like, oh, it's just not going to happen. Then they got a goal, and then 9 points, and then 10 points or something like that. Another goal, we're like, oh, you know what? There's a couple of minutes to go. Yeah. We just need a bit of luck here. Okay. And there's a lot of free kicks
and
being
Moonta
paid,
were the favourites, weren't they?
Moonta were the favourites, CMS hadn't beaten them all year. No. Big underdogs. Only lost one game, Moonta, for the year. Yeah. And it went inside 50. And the big James
big
Moss.
Big Jimmy Moss.
He actually got a free kick.
Oh.
There's a lot of free kicks paid late.
Yeah, okay.
So what are you saying?
And he was, 15 out?
He's about 15, 20 metres out. Just went back.
Siren went?
Kicked it. Bounced. No, they went. This is another thing to add to the drama. Went back to the centre of the ground. Yeah. They set up wrong.
Yeah.
Free kick, Moonta straight out of the middle.
Oh, no.
And then they sort of half kicked it in. Bang,
bang,
siren.
Gone.
And
then you, what did you do that night? Did you walk through somewhere?
Yeah, I walked through
what?
A fire.
What?
Nigel Smart style.
What are you doing, Nigel?
Oh, a few of the others were doing it. I thought, well, no, that's not how you do it. This is how you actually do it.
No.
If I left the shoes on, the shoes are well, the rubber's gone off them.
I wonder what happened to your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Ruined into having a bit of a break. So this week it's the Rush Hour Boys stepping in, Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And we're doing what caught my eye on the weekend. A few things, some AFL or local grand finals on the weekend. A few calls here. A lot of calls coming in. A lot of texts, a lot of tweets, Jars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 29 years ago, Andrew Jarman lost a prelim after being 42 Stop points it. Up. Don't. Single-handedly Don't. Missed a goal, cost him the game. Today, as coach of Williston, on Saturday, coach of Williston Football Club in the Barossa Gawler League grand final, his team was 57 points up and lost.
Yeah.
Bad luck, Jars. I'm an Essendon supporter and I'm a member of the Gawler South Ex Players Association. So well done.
Good on you, mate.
Well done
to you.
We've got a couple of callers too, Jars.
Yes, let's go to the Trimmers of South Gawler. G'day, Trimmers.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Not well, mate. Not well.
Trimmers.
How are you, Bern?
Very good. Were you at the game on the weekend, were you?
I was there to witness one of the most unbelievable games of footy I've ever seen in my life.
Really? What happened?
What do you reckon what happened?
I've never seen a team come back like that ever.
And was there any sort of coaching going on at all? Was Jars even in the coach's box or had he gone home?
I reckon he might have left.
You know what, Trimmers, I should have. But that was I totally agree. That was an outstanding performance by those lads from South Gawler. Their last quarter, wow! Obviously, they like it. They wanted
I sent
it, mate.
Burn a little photo there as well, just quietly.
Yeah.
What's the?
Yeah, actually, I'll show you.
I think I might have found this one.
I'll describe this. This is you here. This
Mark,
is
Mark Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, that's going around.
The tie.
Up in the air with Jars' head stuck on it. Jars, you've got to put your hand up and go,
I will. That's fair enough. You know.
Nah, commiserations, Jars. You had a good year, though.
How are the boys going? Have you caught up with them yesterday or today, Mad Monday?
I don't think anyone slept.
Oh, nor they should.
Anyone been locked up?
Nor they should. But congratulations, mate. And great rivalry between our two clubs, and look forward to next year.
Nah, both clubs have done well, and you guys have done a pretty good job of turning the place.
Thanks, mate.
Well.
Enjoy your time, mate. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Good work, Trevor.
Nah, well done.
Next, Bern, you noticed a few stuff-ups at the Brownlow, you reckon?
Yes, there's just a couple of little mishaps, and I'm quick on these things, and then just going to go through a few past stuff-ups too.
All right.
What are you looking at, Jars?
What?
He's not happy.
He's looking at the phone.
Bernie, Bluey and Jars in for Ruined Dids this week on Adelaide's Triple M.
Well, we were talking about last night. We were watching the Brownlow. Everyone was watching, and they just forgot a round. Well, they forgot not a round, a game. And it was it was actually very important. And Gil McLachlan said, oh, I've forgotten a pretty important game.
He's had a
here.
Busy year,
it was,
Gil.
It was Melbourne v. the Western Bulldogs, who had a lot of leaders at top of the leaderboard.
They went to the ad break, didn't they?
He'd come back.
Yes, prematurely.
I've actually forgotten something here. But that reminded me of some of the stuff-ups we'd had over the years. And not all at the Brownlow. But this one is at the Brownlow. This is Andrew Demetrio.
Sydney, Jay Moore, one vote. Sydney B. Hall, two votes. Sydney C. Bolton, three votes. Oh, I'm doing round two, apparently.
Okay, we have a little bit of a hiccup to start Brownlow middle of 2008. They are the round two votes. Andrew, if you could conclude the round two votes, and then we'll get into round one.
His lips seems just the bloke taking over.
You could hear the whispering in his ear, couldn't you?
Wrong round, yeah. And that reminded me again, 2010, Norm Smith Medal. Have a look at Scott Pendlebury's name here.
And the winner of the Norm Smith Medal for 2010 is Scott Pendlebury.
That's a complete Caesar. No. Scott Embry, I reckon. I think he thought he was playing for West Coast. Now, this one is actually presented by the man who's medal is named after him. Now, he just had to remember his own name. This is Michael Tuck giving out the Michael Tuck medal.
Good evening. The winner of the Norm Smith medal is Brendan Favalva, or Fev.
He's called it the Norm Smith medal.
He's forgotten.
Come on, Tucky. Now, Brendan Julian was over in the West Indies. Now, he was trying to present the Sir Frank Worrell trophy. Here's what he said.
And the check and the trophy for the Sir Wank. Worrell trophy has been retained by Australia.
Best thing there was the pause.
What about the pause?
That, oh, no. Is
there backlash? That would have felt like about 2 minutes, that pause.
No.
Now, soccer player Mohamed Anas thanked the people that were special in his life.
And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. I'm so sorry, my wife. Lizzie, I love you so much.
He did have a wife. He's giving himself up there. That's very similar to this next one. Steve O'Dwyer played at the Melbourne Footy Club. In 1989, they played overseas, Jars.
Yeah.
And he just invited a few people back and may have forgotten who was with him on the trip.
Just like to thank Fosters for putting it all on. The crowd, you've been great. All the single girls, get back to the Royal York. We can all have a chat. And, the boys played fantastic. I'll take them all. So everyone get back there. Thanks very much.
Well, this job, well spoken.
I'd just also like to say the girls are for the young blokes. Not me, because I've got the girlfriend. Over there, in the stand.
Well, you may have convinced your girlfriend, Straw, but you didn't convince me. Well done. Have a Fosters.
If you watch that, he gets off the stage and then he goes, I'm stuffed up here. He goes back up and just grabs the mic off the button. That's not for me. And how flat is he when he says his girlfriend's there? Because my girlfriend's here. She's just over there.
Cowboys with you this week, Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And I can see the answering machine and it's flashing, so there must be plenty on there. I just hope there's a couple of maybe Williston footballers or the South Gawler footy club might have called in.
Early
and they
Sunday
might be on
morning.
Their Mad Monday. They might have called in. Let's have a listen.
You have 10 new messages.
Boys, g'day. It's your boss, Matto. And, wow. Jars, just wondering if we can grab your copy of the radio code to practice just to pass on to someone else. It's quite hard to find one still in its original shrink wrap, so leave it on my desk there. Yeah, g'day, boys. It's Roo. Flat out week, giving away $5,000 and tickets and flights to the grand final over in Perth. Just wanted to wish you boys luck with your big prize this week on
Dead Set Legends, which is a half-hour free parking at the No Longer Footy Club Oval.
G'day, boys. Biggles here. Both teams getting excited this week. Reminds me of those two chicks when I... two bottles of coconut oil spilled... clogged up the spa bath. Hung me upside down. And stood up with a bite mark on me top. Couldn't find me G-string anywhere. Oh, that's too much.
G'day, Blues. Michael from the hose shop, mate. We've inquired about your high-pressure hose that you wanted on order. Oh, no. That's my problem. We just don't know why you need such a powerful hose for such a small backyard.
Hi, Bluey. Stephen from the Colonic Centre. You have won the September award for cleanest rectum. Not even we know how you do that. Wow.
Hello, Bernie. It's Shane from Qantas Customer Service. Oh, sorry for the delay on your luggage. We found three things that you aren't allowed to put on your carry-on baggage. We found a Swiss Army knife, a can of deodorant, and Tom Rockcliffe. Please advise the collection time, please.
Boys, yeah. It's Ken. Yeah. Can you tell Bluey I'll take the cheap hose off his hand? It is an absolute bargain. Bloody, one of the most powerful on the market. My hider ages.
G'day, boys. Brad Scott here. Thanks for the well wishes on the new role as AFL footy boss. A lot of people have had some reservations that I've got a temper like my brother Chris. I don't think I have. When people say that, it just shits me. And when they shit me, they really get under my nerves. They make them do this. And if they don't do it, then I've got to get them.
Ben, Nicker from the Stansbury pub. Yes. Just let you know, we've got a new payment method. So we've got cash, we've got card, we've got Afterpay and Zip Pay, and now we've got German Pay, where you order something, eat it, and some other prick has to pay for it. So you can leave the cash at home if you need to, mate.
Yes, get started.
Gentlemen, KB,
Jim.
Getting ready to click into full gear, calling the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final. Hope you boys have got something set. German.
Yeah.
I know last year you had a ball watching the Grand Final. You took a picture of yourself on the couch. And it's still uploading to the internet! It's too big! Here's your fat!
There are no more messages.
Well done.
Can catch us on the text line 0488 51047. Thanks to Automasters. Switch and save on service and repairs. Got a text from Jared from Henley Beach,
yep,
who says, just want to know if Jarzy happened to catch the brawl between South Gawler and Williston.
Actually, I've been asked about this
a fair bit. Look, I've had a few phone calls. Look, honestly, we had the on-ground presentations after the game, and I had no idea until I got into the club upstairs, and I was informed by our president there was an incident on our oval. So they're investigating the incident, but you can't tolerate that rubbish.
No, honestly,
and I did see some footage. I don't know the individual in the Williston top, and I don't know any other individuals there. So the police will look after it, and our club will be filthy.
They ran with it on Channel 9.
Yeah, someone said that.
Yeah, there's a bit of footage going around.
It's not on. It was a great day, and it's a family day, and we have to put up with bloody idiots like that. Don't tolerate that.
No good.
That rubbish. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for your text. You can contribute anytime, 0488 51047.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
All right, this is where Bern just tells us what's going on around the world. Now, just short and sharp, because I've got to catch up with management.
You need to catch up with a few people after Saturday. There's a lot of people who want to see you. You don't see them, okay? I'll call you situation.
Look,
all right,
he's
buddy.
Gone straight to his phone.
Yeah,
switch off.
No.
Get back. Yeah, September 20 today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. September 20.
Pepperoni pizza day today. So if we're ordering pizza, pepperoni pizza day. So if we're ordering pizza, just make sure you get that topping.
I had a pizza last night at my mates at Kidman Parks here, Mario's. Beautiful margarita with chili on it.
I didn't think margarita you were allowed to eat that. I thought you were.
You've always got to add a little bit. Something.
Yeah, Maz took six pieces.
Get some meat on there, Jazz.
Maz took six pieces. I'm a vegan.
Six.
What else you got?
Maz had six. No way.
Nah, just two.
No way. Hey, on this day, I'm going to take you back to 1893, boys. Long time ago. A gasoline-powered car was tested for the first ever time.
Wow.
In Massachusetts.
Right.
What did you say then?
Massachusetts.
You just spat on me as well.
How would you say it, Ollie? Massachusetts. How would you say it, Chunk Lips?
Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah, say it again.
I said it correctly.
Say it again.
Gee, you say it. You're the school
teacher.
Turn
the music down. I want to hear how he says it.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Double T.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Double T at the end.
No, shut up. You know, he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. So Massachusetts.
Put
yeah,
your
yeah.
bloody gold teeth back
he asked me how to spell diminished the other day.
No, that was a test.
That was a test, was it?
You had your teeth bleached anyway. Come on, let's go. I've got to get gumbin.
Hey, on this day, 2013, Grand Theft Auto was released. Grand Theft Auto V, which is a style, which is like you go around stealing cars and stuff, Jazz. It smashed the record ever, topping, guess how much, well, have a guess. How many sales worth they sold in the first 3 days?
Okay.
First 3 days. Oh,
$200,000?
$200,000.
I thought you said...
No,
also... Money.
Oh, no, 25 mil.
100 million.
$1 billion worth of sales in 3 days.
Billions.
Grand Theft Auto V.
It's busy out there.
Burn.
Oh, they love stealing cars.
It's Grand Theft Auto 5.
Get your facts right, you.
That was a test. Hey, on this day, hey, this is a close one to you, Jazz.
Yes, sir.
On 1993, this man won the Brownlow Medal.
Wanganeen from behind here has to spoil. Johnson took his time. Wanganeen will kick another. And the power are on their way. Oh, Montgomery to Wanganeen. The man for all occasions. He's done it again. He's headed for a second flag. And Gavin Wanganeen, 11 years apart, has achieved football's ultimate prize.
Super player on
the
this
number
day.
One Indigenous player of all time.
Yeah,
in my
good.
Eyes.
In your eyes, is he?
Yeah, he's
so best player ever at Port Adelaide.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, I know you said that.
And
my fact leads on from the Brownlow Medal because we had it last night. Do you know, boys, in the past 8 AFL Grand Finals that have been won by the side that have polled the fewer Brownlow votes earlier that week?
Okay.
Do you know what last night was?
What?
96 to Melbourne. 85 to the Bulldogs.
Ooh, I've got this.
So the Bulldogs.
Gut vibe about the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs.
Right,
that's been
it?
The past.
Is that it?
Eight.
We're running late.
Grand Theft Auto V.